بسم الأب والابن والروح القدس الإله الواحد أمين. According to the schedule, to the program I mean, the second talk about the discipleship. In order to change, we need to be disciples of the Lord. We need to enjoy the discipleship. And I choose a part of the Old Testament I like from Isaiah. I think it has all the principles of discipleship we need. The Lord God, you know, early in the with the start of the church of the New Testament, all believers were called disciples. We do not have just the 12 disciples. No, all the believers were called disciples. And after like 10 years later, they started to call them Christians. So the old names of Christians are disciples, which means all Christians should be disciples. And disciples is the final order of our Lord Jesus Christ. When he was ascending to heaven, his final talk to his disciples, go and disciple everyone. So you know, discipleship is the major mission of the church. The church, her first mission or her first goal is to make the people of the world are all disciples to the Lord. Okay. According to the passage here, the Lord God has given me the tongue of the learned. Look carefully to the words. Have given me the tongue of the learned, usually the ears of the learned, right? That I should know how to speak a word in season to him who is weary. He awakens me morning by morning. He awakens my ear to hear at the learned. The Lord God has opened my ear, and I was not rebellious, nor did I turn away. I gave my back to those who struck me, and my cheeks to those who plucked out the beard. I didn't hide my face from shame and spitting. For the Lord God will help me. Therefore I will not be disgraced. Therefore I have set my face like a flint, and I know that I will not be ashamed. He is near who justifies me. Who will contend with me? Let's stand together. Who is my adversary? Let him come near me. Surely the Lord God will help me. Who is he who will condemn me? Indeed, they will all grow old like a garment. The moth will eat them up. Okay, you can see easily that some words applies on our Lord Jesus Christ. We will call him the perfect servant in Isaiah. Isaiah has talked about a complete perfect servant. And nobody is perfect all through the pages of the Bible, but there is only one who were perfect, always perfect, although he was a servant. And to explain this, St. Paul in the New Testament, he made it clear that the Lord became a servant in order to complete everybody. So the perfect servant on whom Isaiah was talking about is our Lord Jesus Christ. But I'll take this passage on us as we are the disciples. He started saying, God gave us the tongue, give us the tongue of the learned. Why he used this word, the tongue of the learned? Usually now you are learning, I'm teaching, right? I'm using my tongue and you are using your ears, hopefully, or your eyes or whatever. But I'm using my tongue. But here it's written that God is giving you the tongue of the learned. It means many things. One of the meaning is that you should ask, you should talk, you should communicate. You shouldn't just listening, because you need to know something, so you have to stick it out. But the original meaning of this, that you can never speak the word of God unless you are, you know, you listen carefully and you are feeding on the word of God, you are enjoying the word of God, and the last step is to speak it out. So to learn finally means you will use your tongue. You will praise God, you will speak the word of God with others, but originally you need to listen carefully and to enjoy first the word of God. First idea I want to tell you about discipleship, that the learning from the Bible. How to learn from the Bible? I hope you all read the Bible daily. But we need like three major points in learning the Bible. The first point is you have to have a quiet time on daily basis. Let's put it like 15 minutes. We don't have much time for many of you, but you need it badly. Consider this 15 minutes like having your breakfast. And if you did not have your breakfast, you are not you'll feel dizzy the whole day. You are not happy. You may be angry because you didn't have your breakfast. So consider the meal of the Bible is very essential to your day. You need this time. And you need also listening. And lastly, you need memorizing. Look to this. He said, first of all, He awakens me morning by morning. He awakens me. Just imagine that the Lord Jesus Christ is awakening you day by day, and He's kissing you the kiss of good morning, and He's whispering in your ear saying, Habibi, please, I want to tell you something. Wake up, I want to speak to you. So the first thing you do just is to pray back, good morning, Father, and then you start listening to the word of God. So the word is very, I think, accurate in saying He awakens me morning by morning. This is the character of the disciple, that he enjoyed the word of God. He starts his day with the word of God. The Lord Jesus Christ awakens him day by day. This means we need to have some sort of continuity, regularity. Because many days we lose, we may rise up late and from the bed to the street, and we do not have enough time. Also, we need to put it like priority, not only continuous dynamic learning from the Bible, but also it's the priority before eating, before drinking the tea, before wearing our clothes, before going here and there. This is very essential to put it priority in your day. And you know, in many talks of the saints, the forefathers of the church, they believe that this meal of the Bible is like the power of resurrection. So you can enjoy this power of resurrection early in the morning with the word of God. The word of God is powerful. So you can get this power early in the morning after reading, with the reading of the Bible. Then he said, he awakens me, my ear to hear. So specifically he awakens your ear. And this is important because, you know, I would consider at least from any passage of the Bible three main ideas. God is promising you. So there is some promise in this passage. I should seek this promise. I should look for the promise. Whenever you read the Bible, any passage, any chapter from the Old or the New Testament, why don't you look for look for the promise. There is some promise in this passage. You need to know, you need to have in your mind. The second thing, if the expression of love from the Lord to you in this passage, what kind of expression of love? I think you may read some of the books of love, like Five Languages of Love and many recent books on love. Nowadays they always consider that love is different from the expression of love. Some mothers may love their children, but they couldn't express their love enough, so their children are lacking their love, are deficient, are, you know, angry because they did not enjoy the love of their mothers, not because their mother did not love them, but because they failed to express the love. So there are many, many expressions of love. Gifts are some expression of love. A sweet words are expression of love. Touches are expression of love. Acts are some expression of love. So why don't you look for the expression of love in this passage? Even by reading any story from the Old Testament, there is some sort of love here. God is loving that man. Either bad or good, he is beloved. So you can seek this, you can look for this. So in any passage, in any day, early in the morning, why don't you take this like precious stone with you the whole day? The promise of the Lord and the love of the Lord. The third point I would love you to enjoy early in the morning, his advice or warning. Also, the Bible always stating some advices or some warning. Don't do this. Please, take care. Avoid this. Escape from this. In other sentences, you may find, please do this. Remember this. Act like this. So, I remember one day when, like 30 years ago, when we had some Bible studies, we were using the colored pens to put red color under any advice. Whenever it comes to the order or advice, we put it in one color. When it comes to a promise, we could put it in another color. When it comes to some truth revelation, I am the light of the world, okay, this is different color. When it comes to expression of love, we put another color. So we colored our holy books by this way. But this helps us to enjoy the details of the passages we read. The promise, the warning, the advice, the love, and there is some truth also. So at least when he awakens your ear to hear, listen carefully. There is a very good promise here. And you may lose it. You may miss it. Don't miss it, please. And also the expression of love will help you to love everybody around. When you are satisfied with the love of the Lord, with the word of God, you can love whoever around. You can love even your enemies with the power of the word. And also by looking carefully to the advices or orders or warnings, you can spend the day in a very good, holy way. Also, the passage of Isaiah was saying, I was not rebellious. This is important. When we were saying about the roots to fruits, you know, there is kind of rebellious, rejection. You may refuse some of these words. You may stay against the meaning the Lord meant. Please don't be rebellious. Say with Isaiah, I was not rebellious. Whatever the Lord says, I would say, okay. I mean, you know, another way of reading the Bible, that you use three major replies. The first reply is, I mean. When the Lord say any truth, I am the Son of God, I mean. This is my body, I mean. This is my blood, I mean. This is, I am the truth, the life, okay, I mean. I mean means okay, simply okay, I accept it, I take it. The second reply, while reading, you know, you are replying to the Holy Spirit. So you are saying in yourself, I believe, Amen. The second kind of answer is to say sorry. When it comes to any warning or any order, I feel I couldn't do it. I failed to do it. He's asking me to love the people around. I couldn't. Sorry, God. Which we call it in the church, Kyrie Eleison. So the second reply is Kyrie Eleison. I'm sorry. I couldn't. The third kind of reply is Hadr. In Arabic, Hadr means I will. I will. So when it comes to any order, don't look just meditating on this order. Just say, I will. If he is saying an order, just reply back, okay, I will. So by saying Amin, so I believe, or saying Kyrie Eleison, I'm sorry, or saying I will, so I will try to do whatever you say. This three kind of reply is always inside your heart while reading any passage, any story in the Bible. Even the stories, you can put it this way. Also, when it comes to stories, why don't you put yourself in the shoes of any of these personnel in that, inside the story? You are David, you are Absalom, you are Elijah, you are Jonah, you are Saint Mary, you are Moses, you are Pharaoh, whatever. Why don't you put yourself in the place of any of these characters? Because by doing this, you can see the truth. You can enjoy the story. You can get the meaning out of the passage. But being away from the story, as if the story is historical, it's not historical. This kind of relation between God and man. And he is there, still there, the same God, and you are still the man. You are also a man. So the same story applies. I was not rebellious means that you may say I will, or Kyrie Eleison, or Amen. Also to other replies we may use that thank you. When it comes to any gift of the Lord, when he says in his Sermon on the Mountain that he is raising the sun on everybody, thank you God. He is giving everybody everything, thank you God. So you can use the word thank you. This kind of replying to the word of God is the kind of praying needed early in the morning, that you thank God for everything, you say sorry for the bad things, you promise with the I will try with any order, you will say also Amen with any truth revealed, and lastly I love you too. When it comes to any expression of love of God, you may reply back, I love you too. So don't be rebellious. Don't just read the Bible saying, come on, this is not accepted, this is not logic, this is, you are not gaining anything of the word of God. Then he said, nor did I turn away. What do you mean? What he meant by turning away, that you may start good, but after a while you turn away and then you go back to your lost nature, to your old nature. So please stick firm, steady with any step you have taken in the passage for the Lord. I mean, when it comes to like exercise, spiritual exercise, you take like an exercise of being nice to everybody. So stick to this, please. Don't turn away. Don't come to a minute saying, oh, this is a bad guy, I would never exercise my exercise with him, I will show him the old nature. Don't do this. You know, after seeding, putting the seed in the ground, in the field, we should irrigate the plant, we should water the plant. If we stop watering the plant, nothing will happen, although there are seeds in the soils. So by continuous watering or irrigation, this is the kind of real growth that you put verse on verse, statement on statement, meaning on meaning, advice on the advice, promise over a promise. And this now you are building up stone by stone, so you have a real spiritual building in your heart. You are really building up the change. It was written in Micha chapter 7, "Do not rejoice over me, my enemy. When I fall, I will arise. When I sit in darkness, the Lord will be a light to me." So even when you fall down, don't forget that you can arise again. Also written, "I gave my back to those who struck me." So remember always that when you start your day by the Bible, when you are a good listener to the Word of God, you will be fought by the devil. Shaitan will not leave you, because he hates those who love the Word of God. He knows the power of the sword much more than you. You know, one day one disciple of the monks, one young monk, went to his father in the monastery asking, "Father, wait a minute, I'm repeating the Psalms, but I do not understand any of them. Should I go on repeating them, saying my Psalms?" His father asked him a nice question. He asked him back, "Do you think the devil understands the meaning of the Psalm?" The young monk said, "I think he understands." So his father told him, "Go and say it. At least he understands the meaning. He will get away." You understand? So even if you are not enjoying the whole meanings of the passages, make sure this, the power of the Word of God, can help you to get clean in your day, in your life, in your heart, in your mind, and it will help you to attack back the enemy or fight against. So it's written, don't give place to the devil. Don't let the bad ideas come to your mind. Just after reading the Word of God, enjoy thinking of the Word of God. Keep them inside your mind. Don't let other bad ideas come over them. Don't give place to the devil. Also it's written, you have not yet resisted to bloodshed, striving against him. So let's imagine some man starting his day by spending 30 minutes with the Bible. Enjoy the spirit, enjoy the verses of the Bible. And after he closed his Bible, he went to his work. While driving, he was thinking again in the verses. Inside his work, he's still busy with the thoughts, the good thoughts. While dealing with the people, he is exercising these thoughts practically. While driving back home, he's still, the thoughts are there, and exercising them with the people around in his home. How sacred is this life? How beautiful is this life? There is no negative thoughts, no bad thoughts, nothing bad in this, because he is, you know, enjoying the Word of God. Also written, now he who plants and he who waters are one, and each one will receive his own reward according to his own labor. So we need to struggle, we need to fight, we need to have some labor in our spiritual life. That's why he said, I give my back to those who struck me. Also written, I have set my face like a flint. You know, the flint, it's very hard stone. And I know that I will not be ashamed. So this kind of stiffness, it's not like stiffness against God, but it's stiffness against the bad things. So just wait for the changing. Stay waiting I will be changed. This word of God will help me to change. I'll spend this day differently from any other day. This ayah, this verse will help me to enjoy life more. This meaning will affect the whole attitude to anybody around. So just wait for the change. While keeping the word of God inside your mind, you can wait for the grace of God to help you to change. I know that I will not be ashamed. This means I trust God. I trust His grace. I trust the power of the word of God. I trust in Him, not in myself. So I'm waiting for the change, and I will not be ashamed. I will succeed to change. So insist on changing, please. Don't accept day after day passing the same nature, the same character, the same weaknesses, the same sins. Why you should change? You can enjoy changing. Do not accept anything but changing. Fight for this. With the word of God, it will help you to think this kind of positive thinking. I need to change. I can enjoy changing. Then it's written, surely the Lord God will help me. Thus comes the grace of God. You know, in our dogmas at Orthodox, we believe in the synergism of the grace of God and the struggle of man. It goes hand by hand. God cannot change you if you are not ready to change. And you can never change yourself without the power of God. So hand by hand you can change, you can enjoy changing. So it's written, without me you can do nothing. Remind yourself of this, that in any kind of change, even the minimal change, you need the power of God. God, help me to keep quiet. Please God, help me to think positively. God, please help me to smile. Help me to say good words. Whatever you need to change, just ask for the help. Also, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Whatever, I can do anything but with His strength. Not I, but the grace of God which was with me. After many years of serving and preaching and changing even the countries, the color of the world, the taste of the world around, Saint Paul was saying, that was not me. This is not my strength, not my power. This is His power, but through Saint Paul. So lastly, I would say discipleship to the Bible is very important issue. And if you make it like a custom that you cannot start your day without the Bible, life will be changed day after day, and you will see yourself differently, and you can enjoy life more, and enjoy lastly the eternal life. Glory to God. Amen.